This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
BJ and Jamie.
Do you think that snails fart?
BJ.
If the animal poops.
Yep.
It farts.
Whoa. However.
Jamie.
I don't think I've ever heard a bird fart.
Oh, I've never heard of that.
Heard that. I've seen them poop on me. I've been pooped on a couple times.
I've seen a moth fart. You know how they flutter around?
What?
If you watch them, sometimes they'll fly in a straight line.
Uh-huh.
And that's when they fart.
And a little poof comes
out. Yeah, because they're fluttering in a straight line.
Shut up.
Yeah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Yeah. Alice 105.9. It is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Hello and welcome to a Wednesday here in beautiful Colorado. It is currently, 17 degrees? It's cold out there.
So cold.
I'm freezing.
So cold.
I'm freezing. This studio is cold.
It is, all right,
you can get us on the Odyssey app. If there's anything you missed in the show today, just simply go there to get the podcast. It's really easy and it's absolutely free. Good morning, Jamie. How are you, Jamie?
Like I said, I'm still cold.
Yeah, me too. I don't know why, but I'm like...
And then my right ovary hurts. I don't know why, but it does.
You got a left and a right, huh?
Well, yeah, you have two ovaries.
The right one's
acting up.
Jeez.
I don't know.
It's frozen up this morning.
I don't know what's happening, but it's painful. Oh, I think it needs stretched out.
Somebody won the Mega Millions last
night.
Oh,
they did?
One ticket in New Jersey. Now, I got a little bit of hope here, Jamie. Let me explain.
Okay, I'm listening.
You know, Powerball Pete is from New Jersey, isn't he?
He is.
Maybe he bought tickets online.
Yeah.
Oh.
From New Jersey.
Didn't he send our numbers?
He did.
Yeah, well.
He did. I saw but I didn't look at the numbers because, I mean, it's just a group of tickets and a picture.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Keep up with that. And it doesn't really say on there what state it's bought in or didn't, the picture I saw.
So I don't think he buys them online. I think he actually goes to a store.
Yeah. Oh, crap.
Well, yeah. He's old school like that.
There is $1 million winner right here in Colorado.
Oh, there is?
Yeah, somebody won $1 million.
Do you know where they bought it?
No.
Oh.
No. They're not even saying where the $1 billion was bought.
Oh, not yet?
No.
Yeah.
No information's coming out, but somebody won $1 billion. And we don't know if it's one person, if it's a pool at an office. We don't know. We have no idea.
Now, isn't there another one out there?
Tonight?
Yeah, okay.
Tonight, Powerball.
All right. And that one's worth?
$865 million.
All right, well, we still have a chance.
Yeah.
Yeah, stuff.
Are we still in?
Still have a chance. Let's give it one more time.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I sent in our money for us yesterday.
Yeah, I saw that. So now you're down to
230.
$230.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm keeping a running tab.
Right away.
Although I've not added in back the hats yet. So.
Oh yeah.
So
yeah.
There may be a little bit of a difference there. You bought a bunch of hats at Bucky's.
So you're up to 600.
What?
Yeah, those are expensive hats. Oh, my God. Speaking of which, there's this girl that works for Children's Hospital, right? And she knew that we were all going to Bucky's. And so I made a joke and said, hey, do you want anything? Well, she actually said yes.
Yeah.
And she gave me which you're always shocked when they say, like, yes, I would like something.
Right.
And so I was like, oh, okay, what can I get you? And she's like, can you get me this flavor beef jerky? She wanted, like, the hot and sour beef jerky and the jalapeno something something.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, no problem, because, you know, she didn't want to go up there. And so I bought her specifically those kinds of jerky. I bought, like, 10 bags of jerky. Well, anyway, those two were designated for her. So I have the all, well, except for the stuff that I'm hiding from my son for Easter, because he's going to, you know, get a beaver Christmas.
Yeah.
I mean, Easter, beaver Easter. I had everything on the table. He ate them both.
Oh, you left them out.
But yeah. I didn't tell. It's not his fault.
Yeah.
You know, there's no rules when something's on the kitchen table as far as food.
He's 17.
Yeah. Yeah.
I ate everything in the house.
Yeah. Exactly. So exactly.
There's no rules at your house.
Oh, there's rules here. Well, anyway, he ate them both bags of beef jerky that she specifically wanted.
Oh.
I feel horrible. I feel absolutely horrible. I'm like, oh my God.
She's going to have to make her own trip to
Bucky. I think so. Yeah. I don't even, I haven't even told her yet.
It's like, speaking of which,
yeah,
Fidel brought in the ghost peppers.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, if we're going to try those today.
Yeah, we are.
If you want to give it a shot.
Yeah, sure.
I opened the packet just to get a little whiff of these things.
Yeah.
And man. They make your mouth burn just smelling them.
Oh, just smelling them, yeah.
Oh.
What's that, what's that, like, not, I don't know if it's a podcast, where celebrities eat the hot sauce. What's that called?
Oh, hot ones.
Hot ones. Yeah. I love that.
No, it's so good.
It is so good. And he interviews them while they're eating this food. And
it's funny to, like, see, like, just whatever everyone's different palate is as far as, like, spiciness.
Exactly.
Because some people tap out, like, one of the first sauces.
Jennifer Lawrence has both. Have you seen the one with Jennifer Lawrence? Oh, my God. She's like, her eyes are just bawling. And she's just bawling. And she's still talking. And her nose is running. And she's like, can I get makeup, please? Yeah.
Awesome. Are you a spicy eater?
Yeah, I like spicy.
Yeah,
food.
I do, too.
Yeah.
I do, too.
I mean, I don't like it where it hurts, you know?
I'm with
like,
you.
Like that. Yeah. Ghost pepper. You know, I'd like to taste something. But I don't mind spicy at all.
Yeah, I don't know why. But, I mean, when I see something really hot, like some of the hot sauces that you got me for Christmas,
yeah.
Carson,
yeah.
I've got to try them. I got to try them. I often regret it. But I got to try it. I don't know what it is that makes me just crave it.
You
but
would like that show, Hot Ones. You
I would. Wouldn't
you would, yeah.
I should watch that.
Yeah,
because I love that. And I love the Food Network. I love watching that stuff.
This is like a podcast. I don't know how it pops up
is
on
it
my...
a video?
Yeah, he does both, yeah.
Yeah, it's like streaming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
It just pops up. I don't know how. It just pops up in my reels.
Well, yeah. Social media is great with that.
All I know is Schmidel is trying to talk a lot, and his mouth is just moving, but I don't know what he's saying.
I don't know what he's saying.
It's a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. It just pops up in
it's
my reels.
It's a great show.
Yeah.
Like,
comes out every Thursday.
Literally just pops up in my reels.
Yeah. It's a good one.
I just don't even know how.
Yeah.
But we were talking about it. We were all at Duke's or whatever, and everybody's talking about it, going, that's the best show. And I'm thinking, I don't know how I get it, but I do.
It's great. It's
yeah, it was really fun.
Yeah, maybe I should go to Reels and look for it.
Well,
yeah.
Go to YouTube.
Go to YouTube.
Go to
looking
YouTube.
For it.
Yeah.
All right, we have the ghost pepper. So we'll give it a shot later on if you want to.
Man, this whole P. Diddy, Puff Diddy, Sean Diddy, the whole Combs thing, P. Yeah. Diddy, whatever. Whew, I think that he was having relations with Meek Mill.
I don't know what was going on. It's crazy.
Here's the thing. Yeah. So they said, so I watched this video yesterday, and there's a whole thing about him calling Meek, and I watched the video, Daddy. And apparently in the world of, you know, boofing, you say daddy to each other.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't either.
I didn't either.
Yeah, I used to call my daddy daddy.
Well, yeah,
and
well,
I never boofed.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Well, I think a child
wild.
Is different than two rappers calling each other daddy.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. I used
Here,
to
let's try
term,
it. Let's try it.
I used to use the term daddy all the time. Hey, daddy.
I understand. So I'm going to ask you a question, and you say, I'm just trying to live my best life, okay? Just that's the
okay.
only. All right. So, hey, BJ, how's it going?
I'm just trying to live my best life.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Okay, now try it again. All right, so we'll try do it again.
Okay, do it again.
Hey, BJ, how's it going?
Oh, I'm just trying to live my best life.
That's right, Daddy. That's right, Daddy.
Don't do that.
You're being meek.
Shh. Meek?
Yeah, you're meek. You just listen. You're in the pool, and you have your butt kind of up a little bit. And I go, that's right, Daddy. That's right, Daddy. You're living your best life, Daddy. That's right, Daddy.
Is my butt submerged or it's out of the water
it's,
now?
That's a little bit
It's
up.
A little bit out of the water?
Like something might have happened.
Oh, this is creepy.
Yeah,
I didn't know all this about Daddy.
Yeah.
If I'd known this, this is creepy.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
You got to watch this video. It's very very odd. And so he's like, that's right, Daddy. That's right. You earned it, Daddy. Oh. You earned it. Like, what the hell?
I don't know what's going on with BJ. You think he's in the country? All right, let's take a break. Okay, we'll come right back, okay? Right. We'll be right back. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Just getting started here on this Wednesday morning. Hello.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. Trouble, trouble, trouble. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Oh, coming up in the program, and we'll do it after Tabloid Trash. Jamie has the scoop on what's going to cause the big problems when the big solar eclipse hits.
Well, no, I know why the warnings have been put out, because I was trying to figure it out, and I've been really researching this, because it doesn't make any sense. Why all these crazy warnings about food supplies and water supplies and all this? So I really dove in, and now I know why they're warning us.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. All right. So we have the scoop on that coming up in the program later on. That big solar eclipse happens on April 8th, which, what, we're only a couple of weeks away?
And I guess we won't have a total eclipse for 25 more years. Us, Colorado.
Here in Colorado?
Yeah, I think and we'll have a total one in 25 years.
I think we get 60%.
Yeah,
I think it is for Colorado. Yeah. And the real real total, what do they call it? The totality?
Is happening between
South Texas, if you drew a line up to, let's say, Cleveland, Ohio.
Yeah.
And it goes right through your old hometown.
It always does, it seems like.
Yeah,
that's when Ozzy Osbourne sang last time.
Yeah, it's going to get dark there.
Yeah,
I wonder why you guys get it all.
I don't know.
It ain't fair. Southern deal. No,
I
that,
know.
That
I
ain't
know.
Fair.
Yeah.
All right, let's get back to P. Daddy.
Woo!
P. Diddy. Daddy.
Diddy.
P. Daddy. Daddy.
P. Diddy.
I know, but you mentioned a few minutes ago.
Oh, Daddy.
Daddy.
Yeah. Sorry.
It's P. Daddy.
Okay.
We changed his name this morning.
All right.
Do you think he's on the run?
I don't know. I haven't seen him.
I think he is.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, I do know that the one jet went from Los Angeles, but he wasn't on there. And that jet is in Antigua, right? But he wasn't on that one. And then the other jet was going to go take off from Miami with his family for spring break. But unfortunately, the TSA or whoever, I don't know who does it, they came on board and his drug mule was arrested for, he was on the plane ready to go with Diddy and all of them, and his drug mule was arrested with cocaine.
And Diddy was also talking to the feds at that same airport,
right,
at the Miami airport.
Yeah, because they stopped everybody.
Yeah, they stopped everybody. They all got off the flight.
Yeah.
Do you think? I think he might have gotten back on that flight and taken off.
I have no idea. I just saw him walking around.
If I were him, I'd be on the run.
Yeah,
I'd be running right now, because I think they got a lot of evidence on him. When they went in and raided that place, did you see how they ransacked that place, his house?
It was weird because I didn't see the inside of it. And then on TMZ, they said that they thought they would be really respectful. They weren't.
No, they totally trashed it.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Okay.
They should have to put that back together, because that's the rule at my house. If we cause a mess, it's up to you to put it back. And I think the Fed should have put his place back together.
That's crazy, because the analyst on TMZ yesterday, because I watched it, and he said, well, they're probably just looking for electronic information, so there's really no reason to ransack it.
No, they went through all the drawers and the bedrooms, everything.
Really?
The closets.
And it's not that they went through it, it's they threw it everywhere. It's the kitchen looks like just a total
war zone.
I swear, it looks like a tornado came through there.
Well, probably because they're used to knowing that people, like, maybe they hide stuff in their kitchen.
Yeah.
Like under the noodles.
And I think they got stuff. I do. I think there was stuff in that house, because according to the reports yesterday, P. Daddy had no idea he was under investigation, which I find that hard to believe, because all this came out, what, 2 weeks ago? You got to figure that you're being looked at. And they say that he had no idea it was coming, so therefore he couldn't remove anything from the house, or didn't.
Well, actually, if you want to play number two, the head of his security talks about what he might have.
Oh, okay. Hang on.
I know Puffy is smart enough, and he probably done already cleaned his houses, but sexual predators, what do they do? And we'd be like, damn, why? They treat their sex tapes like sexual predators hold on to their tapes, and cops know that. So I wouldn't be surprised if some store just... or some of Puffy properties be getting raided real soon. They need to get to those tapes.
Oh, I like that. Hashtag Puffy property.
Yeah, so they're saying that tapes are maybe. And now Prince Harry is involved.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
Yeah. You got Prince Harry.
Yeah.
You got Cuba Gooding Jr.
Yeah.
Yeah, his name's been up there.
Meek Mills, obviously.
Meek Mills.
Justin Bieber.
Jay-Z.
Justin Bieber is a sad one, and kind of really just I don't even want to play this, but I guess we will. Here's the Justin Bieber one.
Justin, he's in, you ever seen the movie 48 Hours? Right now, he's having 48 hours with Diddy, him and his boy. They're having the times of their lives, like where we hanging out and what we doing, we can't really disclose. It's definitely a 15-year-old's dream. You know, I have been given custody of him. You know, he signed to Usher.
I'm signed to Usher.
I had legal guardianship of Usher when he did his first album. I did Usher's first album. I don't have legal guardianship of him, but for the next 48 hours, he's with me. So, and we're going to go full crazy.
You know,
it's such a little voice. I mean, he's such a little kid in there.
I know. Yes.
And that's what's the disturbing part. I mean, you hear him like, yeah, I'm signed with Usher. He's just a little boy.
Yeah, but you listen to that, and he could be talking about music only. He could be. But knowing what we know now,
he's not talking about music.
Every video
he's
seems
not talking
creepy.
About music at all.
Well, I'm just saying that it could be, and that
no, listen to it again because he's not.
He says Buck Wild, doesn't
he? Yeah, he says Buck Wild, and he says he's going to be doing things, and yeah, it's not right.
You don't think it could be that we're talking about a music project and we just take it that way because of what we know now?
All right, well, let's just think of it as music only.
All right, just music only.
Justin, he's in. You ever seen the movie 48 Hours? Right now, he's having 48 hours with Diddy, him and his boy. They're having the times of their lives, like where we hanging out and what we doing. We can't really disclose. It's definitely a 15-year-old's dream. You know, I have been given custody of him. You know, he signed to Usher.
I'm signed to Usher.
I had legal guardianship of Usher when he did his first album. I did Usher's first album. I don't have legal guardianship of him, but for the next 48 hours, he's with me. So, and we're going to go full crazy.
I'm going crazy.
I don't hear music.
Maybe I'm just thinking because we know.
That's what I'm saying. That you can take anything that you see with videos now with P. Diddy, and I mean you can translate it the other direction now.
Yeah,
and that's just part of being caught, you know. And I'm not trying to defend this guy. I'm just telling you, this guy, he's in a world of trouble, man. I don't know when his arrest is coming, but you got to figure it's going to happen within the next 48 hours.
Because there's a ton of videos with him with Usher where he keeps saying like, "I have full custody of him. I have full custody." Yeah. And he says that about Justin, but then he backtracks and goes, he says, "I have full custody of him." And then he goes, "I don't have full custody of him, but you know, I have full custody of Usher."
Yeah. What is the Prince Harry connection? Because I can't make that out.
I don't know.
I don't get it. I mean, you mentioned Prince Harry, but I don't get the connection there. I've seen pictures.
It's just this guy. It's the guy that said that he was sexually assaulted or whatever. He's the one that mentions Prince Harry. He doesn't say how, but he says that Prince Harry hung around with P. Diddy and that you had access to him, hanging around with him. He didn't accuse him of anything.
Right, right. But yeah, I saw pictures of him with P. Diddy.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know what the connection. I've read the same thing you've read, but I haven't seen any crazy stuff going on with him.
It's all
I don't know.
Ugly.
All right, BJ Jamie Morning Show. We'll get to Tabloid Trash coming up next here on the program. Stand by.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice
105.9. Oh, man, I'm so excited. Oh, this is so great.
What are you excited for?
Well, thanks for asking.
I want to know what the excitement on your face is all about.
Well, I'm getting married. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're getting married?
Getting married. Yeah.
When did this happen?
Today.
Today?
Today, yeah. Wow. Well, I mean, I just decided this morning I'm getting married. Yep. Mm-hmm. That's because I was reading that the lead singer, the man with the best abs in the freaking business, Dan Reynolds of Imagine Dragons, is officially divorced.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, that guy. Oh, my God. Have you seen his abs?
No.
Have you seen his body?
I don't even know who you're talking about.
The lead singer of Imagine Dragons?
I don't know him.
Oh. He performs every single concert with a shirt off.
Yes,
with
his shirt off. His shirt is off. It's just so off. Oh, my God. I love him.
He shows it off.
Yeah. He works very hard on those abs. He's got the best body in music. Without a doubt.
I thought it was Lenny Kravitz.
No, he's just sexy. He doesn't have the best body. But I would say that this guy really gives Adam Levine a run for his money because he's more bulky. Adam Levine is kind of scrawnier.
Yeah.
You know?
Like Dan Reynolds has muscles on muscles.
Yeah, he's skinny. Sure
does. Yeah. So here's the deal. Dan Reynolds of Imagine Dragons and his wife their divorce has been finalized 11 months after she filed for divorce, and I have just been waiting.
Now, why did she dump him?
Irreconcilable differences.
He must have cheated or something. So, you know, you get out on tour. You're one of those dragons. Got your shirt off already.
They have four kids together, and he just left the Mormon church. His entire family is Mormon, but he didn't agree with the LGBTQ, ideology, if you will, of the Mormon faith. And so he said he still recognizes being Mormon because it's a culture, but he doesn't practice being a Mormon. So anyway, I'm so happy. God, I can't wait to marry him.
Well, good luck with it.
Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna just run my tongue up and dab at his abs.
Okay, we get it.
It's that good.
I gotta look him up. I haven't seen the guy. God. I don't know who you're talking about.
Woo! All right. Everybody's mad at Taylor Swift.
Why?
Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, because they were in the Bahamas, and then they flew to Los Angeles, and then they ate at Nobu, which is all fine and dandy. But then they shut down a gym for 2 hours, and all the gym people that had memberships weren't allowed to work out.
Really?
Yeah, so everybody's mad. Everybody's like, why would you do that? She's done this before at the same gym.
Yeah.
In fact, she tried to get Justin Bieber kicked out of there the last time she wanted to work out at this place. It's some kind of high-performance gym. I don't know. But people were saying this. Look, you just rented in the Bahamas a $25,000 a night house with a full gym, full everything. I mean, it's a mansion in the Bahamas. Why wouldn't you just rent another Airbnb or whatever in L.A. and work out there?
And I would assume that if you're in Los Angeles that, yeah, you're right. You're right at Airbnb. Or fly to Kansas City where, you know, Travis has that big house.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's got a gym.
Probably so.
You don't have to put everybody out over at Vasa.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think it was like Vasa, but okay.
Yeah, it's way more bougie. Way more bougie.
I don't know. Vasa, in my opinion, is pretty bougie.
Oh, is it?
Vasa's real nice.
It's nice, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
But I feel like this place has like those electrodes and, you know,
it's in LA.
Yeah.
Yeah. It has all the stuff, like all the weirdness and all the. Like
it's called a dog pound.
Yeah.
They probably have a tanning bed where you lift weights and just get tanned at the same time.
I bet you're right.
Thing too, being in Los Angeles, that there would be a rule out there that no matter who you are, because there are some big names in LA, no matter who you are, you can't shut down the gym.
Yeah, she did.
You know what I mean?
Her and Travis shut down the gym. And what was the saddest part is that the employees were standing outside. The actual front desk lady, two of the personal trainers, and the maintenance guy, they were all standing outside because they weren't allowed in.
Okay, either. That's pretentious. Like, that's on a whole nother level.
Well, I guess so. The only thing I can think of is when you lift, it's pretty personal. You know how, like, you're on the bench and your legs are spread when you're doing
benches? Or you're doing squats.
Yeah,
or
I mean, I guess maybe they could get up. I don't know.
Take a picture. You never
know. I mean, she has to be careful of pictures. I get that because you could be compromised a little bit, like get a weird picture.
Well, not only that, she's pressing, like, 6 pounds.
Well, yeah.
That's embarrassing, too. I mean, she probably doesn't lift that much weight.
My only thought is that they saw the pictures of the, because I was like, why would you go to L.A., go to Nobu, and then go work out? And I was like, oh, you know what? Because everybody's hypercritical of their own pictures. They saw the pictures of them at the beach in Bahamas. Yeah. He's like thinking, I don't look beefy enough. And she's thinking, ooh, I have a little pooch.
You know, that's funny that you say that because I looked at those pictures and I was like, Travis Kelce does not look like an athlete.
He doesn't.
He has a dad bod.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of weird.
It was weird. And I mean, I don't want to, you know, critique his body because he's an amazing football player, but he got a little soft.
Yeah, I agree.
There's nothing wrong with soft.
No, there's nothing wrong.
Soft is in, folks.
But some people like to.
Yeah. I get it. His belly. The abs.
Travis doesn't have any abs.
No, not at all.
He's nice and squishy.
Yeah, he needs to get on Dan Reynolds' plan.
All right, let's see here. I don't really want to do this because I feel dirty when I even talk about P. Diddy. It's just gross to me, the whole thing that's going down. I feel like he might have done bad things. I know for a fact that, I mean, I don't know for a fact, but the Usher thing is just disturbing. Since he was 12, you know, I think he groomed him. I do believe he groomed him. I think he spent 48 hours with Justin Bieber and probably tried things. Hopefully Justin Bieber's team was there.
Yeah.
Because Pete Diddy does mention that Justin Bieber is there with a bro. He says that, so I'm hoping Scooter or somebody was there to protect him. But we can listen to the Justin Bieber thing. Again, the only good news in this audio is he mentions that Justin is there with somebody.
Yeah.
You ever seen the movie 48 Hours? Right now, he's having 48 hours with Diddy, him and his boy. They're having the times of their lives, like where we hanging out and what we doing, we can't really disclose. It's definitely a 15-year-old's dream. You know, I have been given custody of him. You know, he signed to Usher.
I'm signed to Usher.
I had legal guardianship of Usher when he did his first album. I did Usher's first album. I don't have legal guardianship of him, but for the next 48 hours, he's with me. So, and we're going to go full, buck full crazy.
We're going crazy.
You know, I'm just waiting on the next phase of this.
I know.
Just find out what the feds are going to charge him with, what they're going to say that he's guilty of, in their opinion, whatever evidence they have.
I hope it just doesn't turn into an Epstein thing where nothing happens.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's being compared already, too, with the whole Epstein thing that nobody's ever been arrested. No names have come out. It's been hidden.
That girl was.
What do you mean?
What's her name?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Maxwell.
Maxwell, yeah.
Yeah, but no big figures. No politicians. That nature who went to Epstein Island, and they know that for a fact. They have the logs on that, and none of that's been happening. So they're like, why did he? You didn't do anything with Epstein.
Jamie, just because he had another guy with him doesn't mean he nothing happened. I agree with you. I'm just saying.
We don't know.
I'm just saying, if you heard what I said, what I said was, I hope this person was an adult, like, you know, Scooter or somebody like that.
Someone intervened.
That intervened, right? Because that's our problem with the whole Usher situation, is his parents just didn't know.
Yeah, and it's not like we're sitting here saying this happened. We don't know. We have no idea what happened. We just know that he's under investigation, and the feds don't go in.
He's disgusting.
They don't ransack your place for no reason at all. They're looking for something. The word's been out there. You've got other people out there that have accused Diddy of this for a long, long time. And so let's just wait and see what happens.
There's videos everywhere. But there's one where he's talking to Jamie Foxx. I think it's Jamie Foxx. I don't know who it was. Anyway, and he says, Usher and I wake up together. We wake up in the morning, and then the comedian's like, what did you just say? Like, what? And he goes, and we wrestle over Frosted Flakes. And the comedian's like, okay.
That's Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart, that's what it was.
Oh, no.
Did you see that one?
I did. It's really weird. Oh. And he just literally stops. He's like, what the hell is he talking about?
Exactly.
He just stops him from talking.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. He's like, Kevin Hart says, Diddy, what are you saying?
Yeah, and he doesn't let him keep talking.
Yeah, because it's disturbing.
On it. Yeah.
He's basically saying, he's like, you know, I was older and he was younger, and we'd wake up and we'd wrestle over Frosted Flakes. Oh. And Kevin Hart's just like, What are you doing?
It's the weirdest thing ever.
I like Frosted Flakes, too.
Yeah, we all do.
I'd fight you for him, Shmuel.
Would you wrestle him?
Yeah.
Every morning?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Would you call him Daddy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, turn loose of those Frosted Flakes, Daddy.
So I was on Twitter. Oh,
my God.
That was just weird. I was on Twitter, and I was watching what all these people were saying about P. Diddy calling Meek Mills Daddy. So Meek Mills is in the swimming pool, and... well, basically, I'll just let you listen to it. How about that? Number four.
Man, you doing it, man. You deserve it, Daddy. You putting in that work. I'm proud of you. I love you.
They're like, you don't call another man Daddy.
No.
You just...
Well, there's a lot of Meek Mill stuff out there.
Oh,
that's really weird.
Yeah.
I don't know what to think of that either.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I don't either, Daddy.
I don't either.
I just didn't say that.
Yeah,
like,
I just sat now.
It bugs me when all Bunny calls Jelly Roll is Daddy. And it freaks me out because she doesn't even call him like Roll or Jell. She just calls him Daddy all the time because I follow her. You follow her, too.
Yeah.
You see, like,
it's disturbing.
She doesn't call him by his name ever. She's just like, hey, daddy, what are you doing? Daddy.
that whole just daddy in general, I just can't get it.
I don't know. All right, and then here is the final report from Fox LA, number 3.
Jones lived and traveled with Diddy for 13 months. The complaint states, Mr. Jones was sexually harassed and assaulted by Mr. Combs. It also states Mr. Combs required Mr. Jones to solicit sex workers. The complaint goes on to claim Diddy has hidden cameras in every room of his homes and that there are recordings of celebrities, music label executives, politicians, and athletes in compromising positions.
Yeah, I don't think we'll ever see him, though.
I don't want to see him.
I don't think they'll ever release any of this stuff.
Yeah, I'm sure they won't because they said he was using it as a blackmail situation. And so if the feds got hold of it, they're not going to release it, you know? I mean, that's just...
I'm not even sure they'll confirm that it exists.
Oh, gotcha.
Kind of like the Epstein stuff.
Anyway, I'm done. There you go. Tabloid trash.
All right, if you're checking your tickets this morning with the Mega Millions...
Well, we won $22.
We did?
$22.
Wow.
Yeah.
If you're checking your tickets this morning, a big winner. $1 billion in New Jersey. Not here in Colorado.
Oh, man.
There was $1 million winner in Colorado, yeah, so you might want to check that ticket anyway.
Yeah, don't throw them away because somebody in Colorado won $1 million.
And then a big Powerball drawing tonight. $865 million. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We'll be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
BJ and Jamie. Alice 105.9. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Wednesday morning. Going to be a beautiful day today. I think around 50 degrees today. Then it's going to warm up. Yesterday, they were saying we're going to hit 70 degrees, but I think they backed off on that. I think it's going to be the higher 60s by later on in the week. So maybe not as warm as they said. Also, yesterday, the big news was that bridge collapse in Baltimore.
Yeah, that was just awful, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was terrible. Yeah. Terrible. Could have been worse.
Yeah, that's true.
Could have been a lot worse. Here's some of the audio. This is the latest update this morning. Right here.
The whole bridge just fell down. Everybody. The whole bridge just collapsed.
Within seconds, a large portion of the bridge collapses, plunging into the Patapsco River.
We are still investigating what happened, but we are quickly gathering details. The preliminary investigation points to an accident. Wow. We haven't seen any credible evidence of a terrorist attack.
Sources tell CBS News multiple alarms rang out on ship. After several failed attempts to fix the loss of propulsion, the pilot issued a mayday call, giving officials time to stop traffic on the bridge.
These people are heroes. They saved lives last night.
The FBI using robotic cameras underwater to search for 6 construction workers who were on the bridge. They are now presumed dead.
That is unbelievable that the construction workers stopped traffic before traffic could get on that bridge and this accident happened.
Yeah,
that's crazy. Mm-hmm. A mayday alert went
because
out from the ship.
Because if you watch the video, you see all the cars going by,
yeah,
right? Beforehand, you see cars on the bridge, and then literally, I mean, it is seconds before that thing hits the pylon that there's no traffic.
I don't know how they pulled that off. I really don't, because I'm watching that video that you're talking about, and I'm sitting there going, go, baby, go. I'm yelling at these trucks and cars.
Yeah.
Hurry, he's about to hit the bridge. Knowing, you know, that it's already happened, but still, it gives you that anxiety, and for these workers that are on the bridge and they shut down the traffic and the call made so quickly and so close, it could have been so much worse, because yesterday morning we thought there was actually cars in the water.
Yeah.
But it turns out that it's vehicles that are construction vehicles and these construction workers, but it's just a terrible situation.
And then my kid, and I think this is a good question, he's like, don't they usually tug them? Like, where's the tugboat? And I was like, yeah, I don't know, because he's right, because like in the Bahamas coming into port or whatever, they're always doing tugs, right? You know, because they're not on their own power. So I don't know if it's just they assume that, oh, they'll just be on their own power and it's fine.
Well, and I guess they had a local pilot that actually came on board, right, who knew the port and everything like that, and that's their job to make them navigate that port, and
because they know it
exactly. Yeah.
And I think the tugs come in a little bit later on once they get inside
the
port,
just
a little
bit
further. I don't know that for a fact, but I did read that yesterday why they weren't there. But just an accident that was horrible, but it could have been a lot worse. And you got to figure the traffic in that area is just really screwed up now.
Yeah, for sure.
Because
of
the bridge.
You know what happened yesterday? And I hate, this is what I hate about the internet. So on Twitter, a guy comes on and says the next bridge down has been hit. And everybody went nuts. So I start investigating it, you know, before I retweet it or anything. And it wasn't true at all. He just put it out there.
Yeah, and all these conspiracy
theories. Why? Why do you just put that out there?
I don't know.
There should be some kind of like responsibility.
There is.
Like,
it's the internet.
I know, that's what I mean. There should be a responsibility act.
It's almost like yelling fire in an open theater.
It
kind
is.
Of, yeah. Right?
It is. Yeah.
You're causing panic for no reason.
I was like, holy crap, because it was trending. I mean, the guy got a lot of traction, right? He's like, the next bridge, and he named whatever that bridge is, has been hit by another boat. And I'm like, what is, because now you automatically think terrorism, right?
Yeah.
And so I'm like Googling it. I'm looking at nothing.
Well, and as I read all these conspiracy theories about terrorism and all that, I couldn't put the pieces together. I'm like, how is this terrorism? How would
because
this
it's
benefit?
A port, because it would take out a major traffic thoroughfare. That's why.
I just feel like that terrorism goes a little bit more devastation than this.
Well, human lives.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know, but it's a terrible situation. All right, yesterday, and I did see this all over social media yesterday. Do you see where Denver City Council ruled out sugary drinks for kids?
I saw that they did that in California and Florida.
They did it here yesterday.
All right.
The city council in Denver, if you go to a fast food restaurant, Chick-fil-A, whatever, you cannot get a soda anymore for your child.
Oh, in the Happy Meal?
Yeah, can't be a part of a kid's meal, according to this report.
Restaurants in Denver will soon have to change the drink options on kids' menus to just water or milk.
City Council will pass that ordinance tonight. The idea is to limit the sale of sugary drinks to kids to promote better health. Under the plan, kids could still get soda or juice at the restaurants if they ask for it, but milk and water would be the default listed options on the menu.
Uh-huh.
City won't start enforcing that rule until July.
I was going to say, because I get a Happy Meal, they better give me Diet Coke.
Yeah, you can still ask for one, but...
I guess so.
That's good to know. You can still get one.
Yeah,
you just have to ask for it.
Yeah, the parent has to give the okay to get the sugar drinks.
So, like, hey, I get Happy Meals, man. And I hate milk.
All right. We have a big solar eclipse that's coming. It's going to be on April 8th. All right. There is a lot of speculation out there that things are going to go a little haywire on that particular day. I mean, there's just all kinds of rumors out there. Now, you've been looking into this, Jamie.
Yeah, you should have given me a heads up so I could have found it. Hold on. Oh, let's see here. Okay. All right. So here's the article. Why warnings are being issued ahead of next month's total solar eclipse.
Okay.
This is so dumb.
Now, some of the warnings that are out there.
Right.
Food supply.
Yeah.
You know, make sure that you've got a lot of food on hand in your house, in your car, wherever. Water. Make sure you got water. I mean, they're screaming that on
beer.
April 8th.
Make sure you have beer.
Oh, beer is essential.
And we all couldn't figure out, what? It's only the moon that's going to go in front of the sun. It lasts 10 minutes.
It's four minutes.
4 minutes?
Yeah.
How much damage can be done in 4 minutes?
Exactly. So this is the big question, and I searched and I searched till I couldn't search no more. And so, hold on, my phone just locked me up. Why warnings are being issued ahead of next month's total solar eclipse? As next month approaches, anticipation for the 2024 total solar eclipse has set in. The eclipse will take place April 8th. It says all the stuff, blah, blah, blah. Here's what they're saying. Emergency officials are saying it's smart to stock up on food, water, gas, and other basics. Do you guys have any guesses? I already told you to, but do you have any guesses if I hadn't told you?
Well, that's a hard game to
play. Yeah, that is a hard game to play.
Schmidl, were you in here when I told?
No, I wasn't, but I don't have any guesses,
to
be honest.
Okay, it's because of traffic.
What?
Yeah.
It's traffic.
It's because it's because of traffic.
So many people are going to be going to that area to see the total eclipse.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's traffic.
That you're going to be stuck in your car.
Yeah. You could get stranded.
Yeah, it says the places where you're going to see the total eclipse are often not the easiest to get to or have a ton of resources around them. It could become jam-packed with the chance of hitting some serious traffic and putting a strain on what's available locally. The millions of people drawn to locations along the eclipse path taxed limited transportation facilities, and traffic congestion was intense in many locations the last time this happened. In fact, they even bring up Colorado. For example, travel from Casper, Wyoming to Denver, Colorado, normally a four-hour trip, took people 10 hours or more. Because it was so jammed.
I don't remember that.
Crazy.
Do you remember that happening?
Nope.
I feel like that's a lie.
I know.
Wow.
I know.
It never took 10 hours. I can't think of anything that's ever happened that took 10 hours to get to Cheyenne.
It says, across the country, interstate highways near the path of the totality experienced traffic congestion shortly after the eclipse with longer than normal travel times. That's when they give the example, 10 hours or more. Traffic congestion on rural interstate routes lasted for up to 13 hours. That's why you need to be prepared.
Wow.
So they're scaring the bejesus out of everybody because of traffic?
Traffic. Yeah.
Did you think it was something bigger and badder than that?
Yeah, I thought it was going to be like a meltdown with our power grid or something of that nature.
Technology goes crazy, something.
But it's dark longer than 4 minutes at night. Why would our power grid go out?
But they did put out warnings about banks getting cash on hand. And they put out cell phone warnings. They put out computer warnings, all kinds of stuff. And that's got nothing to do with a crowd.
No, I know.
I don't understand it at all.
Listen, I don't know.
It lasts 4 minutes.
Yeah.
It's the moon that goes in front of the sun.
That's
okay,
it.
If you see it happening, you pull over on the side of the freeway. But I don't know why you need, a bunch of ramen noodles in your car. That doesn't make sense to me.
It's so ridiculous.
All right, well, you've been warned, folks.
Yeah, traffic.
Get your goods.
Yeah, stock up. Traffic.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Man, I'm telling you, I don't think anybody thinks that we have a real job around here.
Oh, that is true.
You know?
Oh, no. You don't even know. Yeah.
It's crazy.
I heard what went on with you just now.
Well, the $1 billion was won in New Jersey, okay?
Right.
My wife texted me this morning. She says, somebody won $1 billion, okay? I said, yeah, I know about it. It happened in New Jersey. But I wrote back and I said, somebody in Colorado won $1 million with the Mega Millions last
night. Which is
night.
Awesome and exciting.
Thought, yeah. Check your numbers, whatever. Right. So then my phone starts ringing. Rings a couple of times. And I'm like, what the heck could this be? Got to be an emergency. Kid sick.
Right.
Maybe going to sail school. Maybe I got to run over to. No. She's calling me to find out how you win $1 million with the lottery. And I'm like, honey, I got a job. But you know what I mean? That nobody thinks we work. Do you listening to this show, do you think that this is a job? It is a job. It takes a little bit of, not a lot of concentration, I'll be honest with you. It's pretty much just, I call it four hours of BS. You know, that's what it is. Okay?
Well, it's not but it's not 4 hours. I mean, it's not 4 hours. That's how you think that people, because you have to gather crap and information and know what's going on in the world all day long. But,
technically, we're working all day. We're nonstop.
Nobody believes that.
Well, how do you think I come in with the knowledge that I have?
No. I'm just saying, but nobody believes that we do anything outside of 10 o'clock.
Well, I mean, the thing is, like, I answer all the Facebook posts and all that stuff, you know?
Social media is a whole other
job. It is a
whole,
like, social media really is. Because I used to think the influencers, when they said that it's so hard, I would be like, shut up. It's not hard at all. Like, all you do is post something. But because I go into the posts, and, like, somebody wanted to know last night, like, what's the show I'm watching, the McBees?
Oh,
like, what's that? So I'm like, the McBees. And he's like, thank you so much. I'm like, no problem. And then I posted a picture. This is my life. I posted a video of Lenny Kravitz going into Bucky's, and it's cool. He gets off his tour bus, and he goes into Bucky's, the Texas one.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Lenny Kravitz goes to Bucky's?
He went for the first time ever.
Man.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
So he gets off his tour bus. He goes into Bucky's. It's just cool because his swagger is just everything, right? So I post that, and I was like, unfortunately, it wasn't the Colorado one. It was the Texas one. And then, I'm not even kidding. This happens. This is not a picture of me. This is not anything. This is just Lenny Kravitz, and it's a video. Let me go to this really quick. So I can just tell you how great my day was last night. Hold on. Stand by, everybody. Sorry for this. I should have had it ready. But, okay, so there it is. And then here's the comment. You ready? does Jamie ever take pictures besides her bloated face?
What?
How'd you answer that?
Well, at first I answered. Have a lovely night, sweetheart.
Yeah.
And then I took it down because I was like, they're not worth my time.
Yeah.
You know, they're
don't
not.
Don't engage.
And then I went and bought. I went to Walgreens and bought water pills. No, I'm kidding. You know,
I will tell you this. For the very first time, I took down a photo.
Oh, now, you did?
I don't know if you remember this or not, but this is from the Bead Me down at the St. Patrick's Day Parade.
Oh, yeah.
I took a picture of you and I on the float. Uh-huh. Remember? And I said, I'm going to post this, whatever, blah, blah, blah. You saw it and you said, okay, no problem. Well, in it, I got my neck like this, Jamie, and it kind of looks like Jabba the Hutt.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of got a bunch of rolls and stuff. And people put on there, I'm very worried about BJ.
No!
And that he's got.
No!
Because of his heart condition. And I thought, man, I got to take that down.
Wow.
I've never taken a picture down in my life because normally I just don't care.
Right.
It doesn't bother me. It doesn't faze me. Kind of a dude reaction to it more so than anything. But that one got to me. It did get to me. So I understand what you're saying.
Well, because it doesn't make sense because it's just a video of Lenny Kravitz. So why does it have anything to do with my bloated face?
Why are you getting attacked?
And not only that, but I'm thinner than I've been in a really, really long time. So that was troubling.
Is it your photo that's attached to your account? Is that what they're looking at?
But our picture, I look good in that picture.
Yeah.
I like that picture. It's at Children's. I don't think I look bloated.
If it's Lenny Kravitz going into a Buc-ee's, what is it they're seeing that made that reply? I don't understand.
Exactly right.
Okay.
Okay, so then I wrote to my girlfriends because they're my support group.
Gotcha.
They're my support people. And I said, sometimes living in my shoes sucks, you know. And I said, oh, well, I'm off to buy water pills because people on social media never get to me and none of their crappy comments bother me at all. So I'm going to Walgreens if anybody needs anything. I'm being facetious, right? Yeah. And so, and then I show a picture of him because I go and look at his profile.
Yeah.
And he looks like he could murder me. So he's a little scary. I go, best news of all, that Dennis doesn't look like he would harm a flea. So that's good. And then Kelly wrote, what a dick. And then Tina says, I don't like him. And I go, me either. And I go, wait, is it me neither or me either? And we still don't know. Is it me either or me neither?
I think it's me neither or me either.
No, I think it's me either.
I don't know.
Me, I don't know. We went into
neither
a whole.
Sounds like no, like, you know, it wouldn't like, be me.
I don't like him.
Yeah.
Me either.
Yeah.
Me
yeah.
neither. I don't know. We went into a whole thing about that. And then Sarah writes, Dennis better watch his ass. And I go, because what? What are we going to do? Here's what I wrote. I go, because what? What are we going to do? Look over there and then kick him in the nuts?
Misdirection.
Yeah.
And then she wrote, tell him you reversed his number and your cronies are coming for him. Wait a minute. I don't really know what that means. I'm like, Sarah, have you been drinking wine? And she wrote, yes. And I said, okay, here's what we're going to do, you guys. We're going to go kung fu fighting because apparently everyone does it. Do you guys get that?
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
Fast as lightning.
And then Julie says, no, let's wampum gingham style. So it might be really, we're going for Dennis.
Oh, according to Texnado, it's me neither. I thought it was neither, simply because you got the negative there. Because you're saying it's not me.
All I know is that Lenny Kravitz and I have a bloated face.
Yeah.
Listen.
I don't know why the internet has to be so mean.
Well, I ask for it a lot on this show, right? Like I do say stuff that warrants people coming at me. And I admit it. And I will take that when I say it and when it happens, I'll accept it. When I say something that's, you know, not right or rude or perhaps a little on the line, I'll take that because I deserved it, right? But just posting a video of Lenny Kravitz did not deserve somebody saying that my face is bloated! But
you're literally someone else. You're not even involved in the post.
I know! I know, so you know what I did? I posted a picture of myself and Alina with Lenny when I was super skinny. And I was like, there, take that! Yeah.
See, I think there's a difference, though. There's a difference in something you've said on the show and somebody disagreeing with you.
Yeah, and yeah. I'll take that all day.
Yeah, and that's fine. That's fine. Nobody has to think the same. I mean, it's good to disagree and debate things, okay? But when you throw personal jabs at somebody, insulting jabs at somebody, then that's when you've crossed the line. I don't think I've ever done that to anybody on social media. I don't think I've ever thrown a personal, you know, you witch, you look like a, you know, a fat. I don't think I've ever done that.
Well, and the thing is that I've always gotten so much grief for not posting, right? And you know, because I stopped posting because people just tore into me. And it, I mean, no matter what, you're still a human and it gets to you. And sometimes you do like take it internally and maybe cry, right? You're like, damn, I am ugly. And so, so I stopped posting and then everybody started going after me for not posting. Like, why is she always hiding? Why is she doing that? Well, then now that I've lost weight, I feel more confident. So I've decided to post again, right? Like I'll put my face out there. Well, apparently I'm freaking bloated now.
Yeah.
My God.
I've been meaning to tell you that. Save yourself some time.
Right?
Like, maybe I wouldn't put that up there.
You job of the Hutt or something. Be, I don't know. What the hell?
Maybe it's those water pills you're taking. I don't know what it is. I don't know.
God.
All right, we'll get to Tabloid Trash. Coming up next with the bloated Jamie
right here.
BJ and Jamie.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Oh, my God. Okay. Hey, by the way, thank you for all the nice texts. I wasn't looking for that, but I do appreciate it. I really do appreciate it. As I look further into his account, I think it's a troll account because he only gets liked by the same three people. And one of them's a lingerie model that looks like it's a fake account. And the other one is that Kenny Chesney fans.
Oh, yeah.
So I think, and it's only the same three people that like his account. So I think somebody created it just to come after me. So good for you. All right. Anyway, there's a lot going on. The Diddy stuff makes me too uncomfortable to talk about. I know that you know that everybody wants to talk about, but it's just so disturbing to me. I will tell you this: Sean Diddy Combs has reportedly agreed to a deal to sell his stake in Revolt TV after stepping down from his role as chairman in November due to all these assault allegations.
You know, I couldn't find a number on that though. I looked around everywhere yesterday when I saw the story that he had sold his share, but they never.
It was hidden.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Yeah, I looked around because I wanted to know how much money he made on it.
It's undisclosed. Yeah. So they did
the. So are they thinking, because here's what I read into it. I read into it that they're kind of implying that he sold that, got out of it, got the money, and ran.
Oh, is that what they're saying?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But that doesn't make sense. When you sell something like that, you don't instantly go to the bank and get the money.
Somebody is saying now that that Diddy is going to take down Jay-Z. I don't even know how this is connected. But apparently, allegedly, there is this girl that Jay-Z got pregnant. Remember with the good hair? What was that?
Becky.
Yeah. Remember when Beyonce sang that song, Becky with the Good Hair?
Yeah.
And we knew that Jay-Z had an affair, but we didn't know a lot about it. Well, I guess the girl's name is like Catherine White, and she was allegedly pregnant with Jay-Z's baby, and then she died.
Yeah.
While she was pregnant. Dun, dun, dun. And then her best friend died. Dun, dun, dun.
How'd she die?
Well, she allegedly died of a brain aneurysm. I don't know how the best friend died. Oh. I don't know. But she passed away, too.
I saw a picture of her. She was a gorgeous woman.
The Catherine White girl?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're saying that Sean Diddy knows all about this, was part of the cover-up, if there was a cover-up. You know, look, this thing has gotten so out of control. Because now we have Jay-Z, pregnant women. He's not even involved in this as far as I know. But I guess he might be. The other one that went viral was the Meek Mill situation. Now, we role-played earlier. But I'd like to do it again.
Yeah.
Your answer is just this. Oh, I'm just trying to live my best life.
Okay? Who, me?
Yeah, when I ask you a question.
Okay.
Okay. BJ, how's it going, yo?
Oh, I'm just trying to live my best life over here.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Yeah. You keep living your best life. Okay, now let's try it again.
Okay.
Hey, BJ, how's it going?
I'm just trying to live my best life.
That's right, Daddy. You earned it. You earned it. Let's go.
Bring it, Mama. Bring it, Mama.
So they're saying that no man should call another man Daddy.
Yeah.
And so they're saying that he and Meek Mills P. Diddy and Meek Mill's absolutely, without a doubt, we're hooking up because he called him daddy. I have the audio clip. You listen to it and you tell me if P. Diddy calling Meek Mill's daddy is fine or not fine.
Man, you doing it, man. You deserve it, daddy. You putting in that work. I'm proud of you. I love you.
Hey, daddy. Daddy Diddy.
I don't know. And the guy is, well, here with the details of to describe the video is Schmidel.
Well, they're sitting in a pool. Meek Mill's sitting in a pool, and his butt is just kind of like half out of the water, half in the water, and he's kind of like tilting his hips a little bit, so it pops out a little bit. Yeah. And then he just comes walking up, and he's like, hey, man, how are you doing? And he's like, oh, I'm just trying to live my best life. He's like, yeah, daddy.
Now, is this something that's available on OnlyFans?
Right?
It's actually just on Facebook.
Yeah. Okay.
So then, I don't know. It was kind of crazy because I was reading all the comments on Twitter, and the black community really like went hard and said basically like, we don't call each other daddy.
Very adamant about
yeah.
that.
Is Meek Mills gay?
Well, he is now.
Has he come out as gay? I'm just wondering, has he come out to say that he's gay or anything of that nature?
No,
he doesn't.
No.
Okay.
But he is now, for sure. Okay. That's the whole thing. Yep. Anyway, and then the head of security for P. Diddy is talking about all that went down, and he knows for a fact that P. Diddy has tapes.
I know Puffy is smart enough, and he probably done already cleaned his houses, but sexual predators, what do they do? And we'd be like, damn, why? They treat their sex tapes like sexual predators hold on to their tapes, and cops know that. So I wouldn't be surprised if some storages or some of Puffy properties be getting raided real soon. They need to get to those tapes. Done.
Yeah, so it's, and then yesterday on Twitter as well, it's not Twitter anymore, sorry, it's X. There was this whole thing that he's involved, P. Diddy was involved with Michael Jackson. So, I don't know, this thing is going to go deep.
Yeah.
It's going to be, it's like the octopus show.
I think you can connect the dots on just about any name in the rap world.
Well,
because P. Diddy, he did a lot of stuff with a lot of different people, so you could associate him. He's got that connection to a lot of people. Now, are they involved? Nobody knows.
Well, and apparently there's cameras all over his house.
Yeah, every room. Actually, I have some audio about that if you want to play number three.
Jones lived and traveled with Diddy for 13 months. The complaint states, Mr. Jones was sexually harassed and assaulted by Mr. Combs. It also states Mr. Combs required Mr. Jones to solicit sex workers. The complaint goes on to claim Diddy has hidden cameras in every room of his homes and that there are recordings of celebrities, music label executives, politicians, and athletes in compromising positions.
I love it when politicians are in compromising positions looking over their shoulder like this.
Yeah, that seems to happen a lot, too, doesn't it?
It really
it's
does.
Come up quite a few times a year.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Now, it's kind of weird if you've got cameras in every room of the house. Okay, I understand if you've got like a little teddy bear with a hidden camera there in the living room and you're hiring people to come in and watch your kids.
Yeah.
Okay, I kind of get that one. Personally, I don't have any cameras inside the house, but if you've got them in the bedroom, in the bathroom, in various places, that doesn't look good.
No, it does not.
It's a little fishy.
Yeah. And I don't know, like, have you ever had anybody try to record you?
What do you mean?
Never mind.
Oh, like in like an Airbnb or something?
Yeah, like just, or you knew that you were, like, you're like, I can't believe I just found a camera.
Oh, no, I've never had, that's never happened to me.
It's very disturbing.
Sure it is.
I'm sure you feel like completely violated.
Yeah.
Well, how vague was that?
Sure is.
All right, I'm done. There you go,
Temple
Trash.
BJ Jamie Morning Show here on this Wednesday morning, 7:41. Currently, it's 28 degrees. Going to be around 45 today.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. So this weekend is Easter weekend. Man, it doesn't feel like it should be. But
I know.
It is.
I think because the snow kind of threw me off a little bit.
And then Monday is going to be April Fool's Day. And you need to be on your toes.
Oh, it is. That's right. Yeah. Thank you for reminding me.
Monday. Yeah, be on your toes. And here at the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, we have never, ever pulled a prank on you. that I can remember. Have we?
No, no. I don't think so.
We don't come in here as the Flippy and Sappy Country Morning Show.
Flippy and Sappy. Nope, that's my favorite show, though.
We don't do that. We don't flip the format and play some country music and pretend we're somebody else. Or we don't put Carson and Schmidella on the air and let them call themselves BJ and Jamie and just kind of throw you off. We do none of that crap. But be on your toes. Be on your toes because people out there will try to get you.
I really like your idea.
April Fool's.
I love your idea.
So we just tried. I'll give you my idea here. And tell me if it's too cruel, okay? Because I think with April Fool's jokes.
It's not cruel. It's not cruel.
No, it's not. Nah. No. Yeah, it's not good to do an April Fool's joke where somebody could get hurt.
Or their heart's broken.
Or heart's broken. Yeah.
I like pretending like you're, you know, proposing or something.
Right.
Yeah.
Ooh. Right.
Yeah.
Now, are those scratch-off lottery tickets,
not
those
funny.
Fake ones,
not
are those
funny.
Are those fair game for
no,
April Fool's?
Not funny.
No, because that's like life-changing.
Well,
yeah.
Not if it's only $10,000 or something like that.
No,
maybe not.
Funny. I mean, literally, Ryan Seacrest got one for Lisa Fox, his partner.
Yeah.
They are partners like us. And he got one, and she scratched it for $1 million, and she was so excited. She was bawling and freaking out and all that. And then he finally had to tell her it was fake.
Oh.
And nope.
Where do you buy those, by the way?
I don't know.
I don't even know where you get them.
I think back in the day, it was like Spencer Gifts.
Oh, yeah. I love Spencer's.
All right. Well, that's cruel. So don't do anything that's cruel and heartbreaking or could cause injury. But here's what I was thinking. We tried these ghost pepper
beef jerky,
yeah, that we bought up at Bucky's.
Right.
We bought it just to try here in the show. So we just ate one during the break. And personally,
it's hot.
It's got a kick.
My nose is running and I start sneezing.
It's not good, though. It's not good as in delicious. You got to eat more. You've tried one, and that's good enough for me because it is. It's a little toasty. It's hot.
Yeah.
All right. So here's what I thought I'd do. I told Jamie.
This is great. I love this idea.
I bought other flavors of the beef jerky at Bucky's, and we have them at home. And my wife has been eating on them, but they're about maybe half the package left. So I thought I would go home. And over the weekend, for April Fool's Day, I'll take the beef jerky here with the ghost peppers, and I'll put them in her sugary, spicy, tangy.
Do the cherry maple.
Cherry maple.
Really sweet. That's really
that's
sweet.
A good one. And I'll swap them out.
Yeah,
I'll love it. I'll put the cherry maple in my little ghost pepper bag and give her the hot ones.
I love this idea.
So that Monday, when she packs it in, because she likes to take it to work with her, chew on at work, you know? You got to chew on something at work, folks. Yeah. And so she would take it to work and woo, it would light her up.
All of a sudden she'd be like, there's some kind of problem with that cherry maple. What's going on? And then she, like, her eyes are watering, so then she rubs her eyes, which then gets her a ghost pepper in her eyes, which is fantastic at work.
Oh, it's
great. Yeah, you can really see the computer screen. Yeah.
Because part of eating the ghost pepper is knowing you're eating the ghost pepper, right?
Yeah.
Because when you took a bite of yours, Jamie, you knew. You're anticipating the heat, okay?
Right.
Well, if you're eating the cherry cricket or whatever it's called, the cherry, what are they
maple.
Called again? Oh, cherry maple. Cherry cricket.
Yeah.
If you're eating
the
cherry cricket.
You're throwing like two pieces in your mouth to chew on it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You load up on it.
You weren't taking like a little, I took a little nibble of the ghost pepper because I knew it was going to be hot.
Exactly.
I needed to gauge it. But if you're throwing a couple of pieces in your mouth and it's ghost pepper, shoot, that's funny.
And not only that, Jamie, after you throw a couple of pieces in, you think to yourself, well, there's got to be a mistake. I'll have two more.
Yeah,
why is
then you're
so
in
spicy?
The bag again. Before you know it, your ass is lit up, man.
I love this.
Are lit up.
You know what? And I think she'll laugh and laugh and laugh. Definitely change out ghost pepper for the cherry maple.
Yeah, all right,
yeah,
BJ.
Yeah, this is going to be so fun. Yeah.
Fools.
Oh, my gosh. She's going to tell all her friends. Aww. They're going to be like, that BJ.
BJ and Jamie.
Yeah, this is taking it to a whole different level, Jamie. Whole different level.
You
King Supers, too.
You know
who lives there?
The richest friend I have.
Michelle.
Oh, she lives there.
Oh, well, it
all
doesn't
makes sense.
Sense?
Yep.
Yeah, it
makes sense.
Because she looks Frenchy to me.
Frenchy.
Yeah. She looks like a Frenchy, and she looks like she'd love their bread.
Yes. Yeah. She's like, on deux, trois, quatre, cinq, six, sept, huit, neuf, dix.
Oui. All I know is oui.
Yeah.
Oui. I don't know if you saw this yesterday, but it was announced yesterday that down in Castle Rock, it got all bougie yesterday.
Yeah.
They're flying in French bread I mean, literally flying it in. The first store in the country, King Soopers, Castle Rock.
Is it flying in on Air France?
Ooh.
I don't know.
Oh, see.
Probably is.
See, maybe they mentioned that in the story.
I don't know.
But literally, you're getting French, real French. Now, I go to the Littleton King Soopers.
Yeah, the Castle Rock and Michelle are nothing like Littleton people.
Our French bread, I'll be honest with you, I've looked on the label before. Our French bread is made in Paris, Texas. Okay?
And don't you call it baguette.
It is a baguette. Yeah. I buy my baguettes over there at King Soopers, made in Paris, Texas. But that's French enough for me. French enough. But if you're down in Castle Rock, man, oh man, have you gone international all of a sudden?
Since the bakery's opening in November, the pastries have been a hit with customers.
They say it's the same as the one that they taste in
France. Oh, wait a minute. Got to start from the beginning.
Castle Rock's Promenade Parkway, King Soopers, is the first Kroger store in the country, to bring shoppers the taste of France through La Famille Bakery.
We're always looking for innovative ways to bring...
What'd you say? La Fa who?
No, it's Lufa Me.
Oh, Lufa. Is that thing you use in the shower?
Yeah, it's the Lufa Me Bakery in Paris, France.
You get a free loofah when you buy a thing of bread?
Yeah, you get a baguette with a loofah.
New items to our customers. The really great thing here is that it's authentic French bakery food.
Frozen items are shipped weekly from Paris Boulangerie Maison Kaiser.
They didn't mention Air France.
Oh, they did not.
No.
Maison Kaiser is a family in France. They're fourth generation bakers, and they own their own bakery there, and we're excited that we get to welcome their family into our stores.
The bakery boasts all natural ingredients. Instead of using chemicals to speed up the cooking process, the items take hours to thaw and rise. Since the bakery's opening in November, the pastries have been a hit with customers.
They say it's the same as the one that they taste in
frozen French bread from Paris.
Yeah.
Delicious.
I gotta tell you, I kind of want to taste it.
You do?
Yeah.
Haven't you been to France?
Yeah, but I don't remember the bread. It was like 1994 I was there.
Yeah.
And I remember I didn't like the food in France. Mm-hmm. I remember that because we kept going to McDonald's. we did. I was there for the Olympics in Lyon, France.
Yeah.
And we kept going to the McDonald's because the goat and stuff like that, it was terrible. Mm-hmm. But I kind of want to try the French bread.
Well, then just drive. Authentic. You know what? It's like a Bucky's thing now. Just let's get a party bus. All right, let's go down. Let's get that bus again, the Hermes bus.
Yep,
let's get Katie, wonderful Katie, to drive us down to Castle Rock, and let's try their bread.
Yeah. BJ and Jamie bread bus is coming. The bread bus.
We need a song, Schmidel. We need a song.
All right. If you want to ride on the bread bus to Castle Rock to get French bread, be caller 19 now.
And you got to have an accent, Schmidel. No. Okay, you got to put a little accent.
Bonjour. Bonjour.
The French bus.
Oh, yes.
You sound like Pepe Le Pew.
Mr. Jean-Claude. Oh, that's what your name is, Jean-Claude.
Jean-Claude.
Yes.
My little cauliflower.
All right, I like this idea. The Hermes bus to Castle Rock to try their bread.
Don't you kind of want to try the bread?
No, we're doing this.
I mean, I really do.
I'm going to make this happen.
Yeah.
You think I'm kidding?
No, it's frozen.
No, but they bake it there.
Yeah.
They don't sell it to you frozen.
Yeah. Oh, I thought they sold it to you frozen.
No.
I don't want no French bread.
What?
I said, I don't know French bread.
Oh, no. Well, no, you don't have to know French bread. You just have to listen to the story.
Okay. All right, let's get on the bread bus.
I'm not kidding, because the Hermes people said that anytime we need anything, that they had so much fun and stuff, that we can do that. So we're going to do it.
Well, we need something now.
Yeah, let's do it. I like this idea. Right. I mean, it's not that far.
You bougie people down in Castle Rock. Here we come.
Oh, my God. We'll get BJ and Jamie berets. Yes.
Oh, my. Get what? Yes.
BJ and Jamie berets. Yes.
Berets?
No, berets.
Oh, berets.
The hat.
Beret.
A beret.
Yes.
Beret for
like
your head.
Yeah, like remember Prince?
Yeah.
She wore a raspberry beret.
Gotcha.
The kind you pick up at a secondhand store.
All right.
Raspberry beret.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ, Jamie Morning Show. You know, here at the radio station, we often give away trips a day, which often go out to Vegas, all right? We've sent you out to see Maroon 5, Lady Gaga, and various acts. And yes, we do give them away. So a few minutes ago, we got a text at 51059, the Berg Simpson Textnado line, at 51059. Lady says that she just got back from a trip a day she won in December, and went out to see Miranda Lambert.
Yeah, she sure did.
So I thought we'd talk to her.
I know. You just got all excited about it because she texted us. I guess because they never usually follow up, but you were so excited. You're like, oh, let's talk to her. Yeah. Hey, Chanel, call her. She just said she had a great time in Vegas.
Well, I want people to realize that you can win, and people do win and go.
Well, yeah.
So here she is.
There's a legality to that. We actually have to give them away.
Why are you being so negative?
I'm just trying
to have a good time talk to Carrie, if you don't mind.
I wanted people to know we gave them away whether they think we do it.
Well, I think a lot of people think, man, I can't win. There's no way I'm going to win. I'll never win. Why try? Why keep listening? Coming up at 7:10. I'm not going to listen 7:10. I can't win. Carrie won. Hi, Carrie.
Wow.
Good morning, Carrie.
Awesome. Hi, BJ.
You there you are, Carrie.
Hello.
Gotcha.
Oh, she's there on the voice disguiser.
All right, Carrie, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
She's on the voice disguiser.
Yeah, we got voice disguiser.
Hang on. I can move it over. All right, now try it there. You there? We've never used the phone system in here. Hey, Fidel, are you there now?
She's still on the voice disguiser.
Yeah.
Hello, Carrie?
I heard somebody say, yeah.
I'm Carrie, so how was it?
It was awesome. We had a really good time.
I think I'm going to leave you on the disguiser.
Yeah, might as well.
Well, great.
So did you do any shady things out there, Carrie?
No. My husband came with the two of us went, and we had a really good time.
Yeah.
We saw the show. We did some gambling.
And
we
did you go in and have, like, a sex change, too?
No. What are you doing to my voice? I can't hear it.
It sounds like she's wasted, too. It sounds like she's just hammered.
Sounds great. Yeah. Did you win any money?
We won here and there enough to keep us going for a couple days.
Right. All right, Carrie, thank you.
Oh my God. All right, well, congratulations. Oh. I'm glad you had a great time.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for listening.
Oh, I love that. I think we use that for every call.
Yeah, put that on a promo.
Yeah, right.
I love it.
Good grief. All right, well, new studios, friends. New studios.
I don't know how this works now.
Working out the kinks, can you tell? Yeah. Oh, my God.
I wonder how that actually, because you try the other line and it doesn't come up at all.
I don't know.
I love it.
Why don't you have people call and we'll just practice with them.
Let's do it. All right, BJ, Jamie, Morning Show here on this Wednesday morning, and we'll be right back. Hang on.
BJ. And Jamie. On Alice 105.9.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Also on the Odyssey app. You know, the word out there is $1 billion. Somebody won it in New Jersey with the Mega Millions last night. I saw a story yesterday where a guy won $1.1 billion. And this guy was in, I think, California. And he won it like 6 months ago. And correct me if I'm wrong here, Carson, but I think, didn't he like almost have to go into exile?
Yeah.
Because this guy is being hounded so badly because his name's been put out there who he is. He's not changed any, identity, nothing like that. He's never moved. He lives in a very modest home.
Yep.
But he won $1.1 billion. And he says that the threats coming his way, the thoughts of him being kidnapped, and all that, he's scared to death and wish he'd never won the money.
He really wishes he wouldn't have won.
His family's terrified.
That's
for
what
him.
He says.
Yeah, his family's legit scared for him.
So tell him to just move and get a new identity or something.
maybe he doesn't want to.
I mean,
maybe he doesn't. Maybe he didn't think of the consequences of winning $1 billion once you buy that ticket. And once you win, it's like, whoa, Biden, this is a lot.
Just
I don't know if I can handle this.
Put everything in a trust under a different name and move, and nobody will know where you live.
If I was him, like with all the threats that he's getting, I would definitely be moving. That would be the first thing I'd do.
And if he gets a trust, you put your houses in a trust, and it's a different name.
And he said that he was more concerned with the fact that not him personally, but it was his family.
Yeah.
That he was afraid that some of his family, and I guess he's got a fairly large family, that he was afraid some of them would be kidnapped
for ransom,
or some ransom money and all that. He said he was terrified. And no matter where you would move, though, if you went to the Bahamas or wherever and went into hiding or whatever, you would still have family members that are left back in that town that could be, you know, abducted or whatever. And either way, he just says the $1 billion has been nothing but a curse.
I don't know. I saw that girl in the front of his lawn without her shirt on. I would say most men would think that was a good thing.
What girl?
The girl that's sitting in front of his lawn, she has her shirt off, and she's like, please donate to my cause.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't see her.
Those are like the bunch of like trespassers that he's getting.
Yeah. I would say if you had $1 billion, there would be some happy moments, too, as well as the threats themselves.
Yeah.
But I never even really thought of that, though. If you won that kind of money, you almost would have to go into, you know, anonymity, you know, move somewhere, do something probably.
I don't know. I mean, we know friends that are billionaires and they don't have to hide.
I don't know anybody that's a billionaire.
I would be scared that someone's going to come to my house and try and do something.
I don't know anybody that's a billionaire, first of all. Second of all, I think that you would have to protect yourself and your family. I think you would.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like Jeannie doesn't have security or anything. So,
but I think it's probably a little bit different if you've always had the money over the years.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you know, like Joe down the street there, he bought a ticket. And he's got $1 billion. Let's go take care of Joe. You know, instead of somebody like her.
But here's what they don't do, though. The really, really wealthy people, they don't display in. First of all, they're really not on social media. Like she's only on Twitter, right? And she never displays her wealth. You would never even know she has money.
Yeah, like she's not giving tours of her house.
Any of that. And even like anybody, my friends like that sold their company and stuff, they don't, I know what kind of plane they have and stuff, but you never see it on social media.
You don't advertise it.
Yeah.
So, well, this guy, I don't know, what did he won like $1.2 billion or something like that?
You know
that,
what
right?
makes me sad about this?
That's crazy.
I would I know he's sad that he has the $1 billion, but I was just telling Carson off the air how much these F1 tickets are and the experience, and I cannot afford them, like, at all. But if I had that $1 billion, this would be super easy.
Yeah. You would.
That poor guy.
Oh, you wait. You're going to take me down and my seats are going to be above the garage at F1 in Vegas? Oh, okay. Yeah. Don't even tell me the price. I'll just pay for it.
Exactly. All just put it on my card. Yeah. This, that poor guy.
So he could give you the $1 billion and everything would be fine.
It'd be
fine.
Huh? Yeah. By the way, I think I'd be the type that would put it on social media.
Yeah, I
just
hire
security.
Yeah.
I've always said that if you won that big chunk of money, could you go into hiding or not even that? Just go into not letting anyone know. Oh. I don't think I could do it. I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I would be blabbing it to the world. But no, I'd be worse than you. You're such a blabbermouth.
Oh, yeah. I love telling people all that stuff.
I'd be out there bragging about it.
I'm a huge bragger.
Yeah, I'd be in a world of trouble with that.
I think that you would try to really keep it on the down low, but if it was me, I'd have a couple of cocktails and I'd be like, Carson, I gotta tell you something.
No, my friend took me out to Matsuhisa and he bought me a $700 dinner. I told everybody about that like 10 minutes later.
Yeah, dude, I can get a bonus here at the radio station and the world knows about it. Are you kidding? And that's just a few $100.
Right.
I'm with you, dude.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Oh, there's something I got to run by you here, Jamie. The promotions department here needs our help.
Oh, okay. Right.
You know, and it's kind of one of those, you know, they're always there for us. You know, you and I, we're in the parade. They get to float for us, order beads, do all that for us. We need to go up to Bucky's to get a bus for us. You know, Mark's incredible, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, he put an email out yesterday, and I guess that the radio station signed up a team. Okay, you know how sometimes they do the bike-a-thon or whatever it is for MS, right? You know, putting together a team to raise money. Well, they've got a goal of about $500 to $1,000, and they're at $60, and they need you and I to come on board for this in order to raise more money because they think that we could do it with our name, right? With the show.
Yeah.
They want to know if you'll put on a bikini and I'll put on a Speedo.
Uh-huh.
And that you and I will do the polar plunge for money.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, no. No, I don't like to be cold. So I can barely do that cryotherapy. And that's 2 minutes.
Well, this is Team Alice.
Okay.
And they're at $60 right now.
Oh, oh.
And their goal is $500.
Uh-huh.
And they want to know, Mark sent me an email yesterday wanting to know if you and I would do the polar plunge.
Yeah.
Now, I told him, I said, yeah, look, I got no problem doing the polar plunge if you'll do it in July.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah,
if you'll do it in July at Water World, I'll be there for you.
When is it?
It doesn't say. It doesn't say. But the money goes to a good cause. And, well, I don't know, man. I every time I see somebody doing the polar plunge where they jump into ice water and it's like 0 degrees out, I always think to myself, I don't think I would do that. I don't think I would.
Well, I think if I was like much younger, because when we were little, remember when you were like 7 or 8 years old, you'd do that thing where you'd run through the snow and get in the hot tub at your friend's house.
Yeah.
And then come back out and like your feet were purple or whatever. And it kind of hurt even, you know, when you got in the hot tub because your feet were so cold.
It stings. Yeah, it definitely stings.
Yeah, so, or like up in Vail or whatever, when you get to the pool, oh my God, it hurts so bad. But, yeah.
Well, I did tell him yesterday, I said, well, I'm not going to say no. I'll give you two people that will do it.
Why don't you go ahead and do it, and I'll support you?
No. I was going to throw Carson and Spadilla into the to the water.
Okay. All right.
No, not me. I said from the very beginning, I'm not a big fan of the polar plunge.
Yeah. I don't like
ice water.
I know it's a rage right now. I mean, it is like the rage.
Well, the cold baths, yeah.
Yeah, the plunge baths, the ice cold plunge baths. In fact, on that show that I think you watch it too, The Block, what's it called? On HGTV. Anyway, Rock the Block.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all putting polar plunge pools in their houses.
Everyone wants one. Yeah.
Not me.
It's supposed to do something.
Yeah. I like hot water better.
Okay.
Got to be honest with you. Got to go with the hot water. Yeah, and it doesn't say when, though.
I'm pretty sure that we're the one. There's a bunch all over Colorado. I think we're the one in Aurora that's on April 6th.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So
where do you jump
week?
In?
It's supposed to be over in the near the reservoir area. Yeah.
I don't know if I'm more afraid of that water or the cold.
I'd be more afraid of the cold, but yeah.
You want to do it? Does promote you? Come on, man. You can plunge.
That would interrupt my paintball practice.
Oh.
Why? Because it's a Saturday?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. My paintball.
This is for a good cause, man.
Dude.
I want to win.
Dude. Yeah. Oh, man, that's bad karma for you to say that. Yeah. You know?
And that's not really being a team player either. For us. He's on the wrong team.
BJ Jamie Morning Show, Tabloid Trash, coming up next.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
My kid is so funny. I mean, text is just the funniest thing. He goes, hey, is there any chance, this is a text, we could figure out a nice navy or brown leather suit for prom, like a legit suit. I'll wear it at graduation for all the events, too. I don't have one. Her prom is April 13th. Do you think we could coordinate something? And I wrote back, leather? And he goes, oh my gosh, I meant leather things like brown shoes and leather shoes and leather belt.
Yeah, I was like, leather suit? That sounds miserable.
That was so, I go, oh my God, you said leather. And he goes, no, I meant like leather belt, leather shoes.
You going to the Renaissance Festival?
I know,
like,
right?
What's going on?
I was like, what the hell is that? Anyway, where can I get my kid a good, like where they have alterations that they can alter, you know?
I always go to Joseph A. Bank.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay. That's fancy, though.
Oh, no. It's not that fancy. No.
No, they're not?
But
well,
high
I've never
quality.
Been because it's like men's suits.
Yeah, they're good.
Okay. All right. And they have a guy that can like do all the stuff.
Alterations.
There's a fancy place on Broadway that I went to for my brother's wedding. It's called Ted's Clothier.
Ooh, Clothier.
Yeah. It's really nice.
Okay, that's going to be expensive.
It was very expensive, yeah.
Wow, I might hit up Ted's Clothier.
It was super nice.
What about your friend that sells suits?
Oh, yeah, from Singapore.
Rusty? Yeah. I could see if he'll get one from Thailand.
Thailand.
Rusty and his... Why didn't you get one for the wedding? Rusty.
That's where my brother wanted me to go to get the suit. Mm. Yeah.
At Ted's Clothier.
Ted's Clothier.
Very fancy. All right. Anyway. Okay. The P. Diddy scandal continues. Puff Daddy, P. Diddy, whatever his name is. Just Puffy, whatever. Anyway, here's the thing. 50 Cent is now pulling in Jay-Z, and they're saying now Jay-Z is missing. People are saying that nobody has talked to Jay-Z since this all went down, and somebody just reported on one of the social medias that there have been rumors about Jay-Z for years, about things he's done in the past, you know, before he had kids and all that stuff. Years and years of all this stuff, and now he is missing, and nobody knows where he is.
Yeah, it makes sense, though, in my opinion. Yeah. It does make sense. I mean, his name's been brought up by several people. In fact, 50 Cent has brought up his name a couple of times over the past week. I wouldn't take the call either.
Well, they're saying they can't find him now. They don't even know where he is.
Yeah, well, 50 Cent says that, right?
No, other people now are saying it on social media that they don't know where he is. He's missing.
Really?
Yeah, and guess what else? That The Simpsons predicted it.
Really?
Yes,
they predict everything.
Yeah,
seriously.
Good.
But it's not. It's not an actual rapper's name. It's just a rapper that's on the run. I'll have to go back and see when it was. But he's in a pink suit and he's running. And they're like, "Yep, the Simpsons did it again." But I mean, it's just a rapper on the run. I don't know how accurate that would be, right? Yeah. So there's all kinds of things. This scandal, you guys. This whole thing is gonna just get bigger and bigger and bigger. Oh wait, was it P. Diddy? What are you seeing?
It looks like P. Diddy. I'm trying to see what they called him in the show.
Okay. It says.
Yeah, it says Diddy. It is him. Yeah.
Wow.
It says in an old episode of the sitcom that has since gone viral, Diddy is seen running away from the police in a pink suit
at an airport.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh my God.
That's crazy.
But
it was in 2015.
He put that video out though. Diddy did. There's a video of him at an airport running. The police are chasing him.
Yeah, but this Simpson episode was in 2015.
Well, I think that's when this was, too. He put out a video years ago.
They
were playing off of that video. He's at an airport, walking away from his private jet, and you got feds chasing him.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a video that he put out, so maybe they're mimicking that.
In 2015?
Yeah.
I don't know. You just made it confusing for me.
Okay. Yeah, me too.
John Mayer denies hooking up with Vanderpump Rules Sheena Shea. Singer John Mayer has denied rumors that he had hooked up with her. Now, she says that they were in a throuple or something, and that and she said, I'm not really saying any names, but let's just say my body was a wonderland, which we all know goes back to John Mayer. But now John Mayer, his people are saying he knows that she has been telling people they hooked up well before the Vanderpump Rules episode aired, and it's gotten back to him. He's very annoyed by the entire thing and wants nothing to do with her. Now, that to me is not a pure denial. It just says he's annoyed and he wants nothing to do with her. That doesn't say denial.
Yeah, it sounds like she's just mad that she's airing out his dirty laundry.
Exactly. Sheena and John were even at a party. This is what the insider said. Not long ago, she tried to take a picture with him, and he wanted nothing to do with her. So that just gets more and more interesting. Jesse James Decker's husband doesn't have a pecker anymore.
Oh, no.
Yep. The Decker pecker is gone. I know. It's sad. Do you still have that account?
I do.
The Decker pecker?
I do.
Yeah.
I do. Nobody uses it, though.
Well, you might want to hit it up now because it's relevant.
Update the info.
I actually did a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
I attached it to one of my tweets.
Yeah.
But it got no action.
Oh, man.
No pecker action.
It says, Jesse James Decker's husband, former NFL wide receiver Eric Decker, shared that he'd finally had a vasectomy after years of the couple pretending like they were going to have this procedure and then getting her knocked up and over and over and over.
And that picture of him sitting there with that bag of ice on his crotch.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like, dude.
Yeah.
Is it like a promotion for some doctor or something?
I don't know. I think that's just how all men feel, maybe. It's just a big old bag of ice on their wiener.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, that's a lot. And he's very hairy.
Yeah, he's a hairy dude.
He is very hairy. I feel like dipping him in Nair. Just just holding him by the head, you know, with like a crane or something. I just loop, yeah. Just dipping him, waiting 10 minutes.
And he comes out like looking like Mr. Clean.
Yeah.
Just hairless.
Nice and smooth. Anyway, yeah, so they have four children. They had their fourth child this winter. And so, Eric Decker. As a
no longer
no working pecker
no longer.
No longer. I don't know why. All right, let's see here. What else did I want to tell you? Hold on. Oh, they say that they're bringing back the next installment of Pirates of the Caribbean. But they're not saying if Johnny Depp is going to do it.
I don't think it's going to be any of the original cast.
You don't?
Because they're saying that they don't have to wait on anyone. So that they can move forward right away.
Well, because remember, Johnny made that big statement. He would never, ever do it again.
Yeah.
There's a quote here that says the producer says it's going to be a reboot.
But if it's a reboot, doesn't that mean the
they're
going to
have all new actors?
Oh, though. A reboot means
yeah.
I don't
completely
know
restart over.
Oh,
yeah,
rebooting.
Right.
Well, when I reboot my computer, it has the same information on it.
That's true.
So that's kind of misleading, in my opinion.
I didn't know what that meant.
Yeah. It means they're starting from the beginning.
A reboot means completely from the beginning.
Yes.
Yeah, but haven't
and
there
all
been
different characters?
Haven't there been reboots with the original cast in there, or at least one person in there from there, like the Ghostbusters?
Usually, though, that's like an Easter egg. It's not. They're not playing the same character that they were before.
You better be right on.
Yeah,
on
but like the Ghostbusters one that you're talking about, those are continuations. That's not a reboot.
I'm telling you, if reboot is wrong, taking you outside. After.
That's fair.
No, they had a reboot of the Ghostbusters with an all-female cast, remember?
Yeah, I remember
that.
Yeah,
but people don't count that one because it's, I don't know,
because it's women.
It's bad. No, just because it's bad, not because it's women.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Because it's women?
That's just boot.
That's just boot. There's no reboot.
It's awful. Yeah. All right. Anyway. So they're saying that, I don't know, you can't have that show without Jack Sparrow.
Yeah, you really can't.
The OG of Jack Sparrow, right?
I don't know how you do it without him.
Yeah.
Well, they tried that with the whole Ghostbusters thing, and now they've come back with Bill Murray actually doing it, and it's number one at the box office. All of a sudden, it's taken off again. Yeah.
You know, but I will say that James Bond always works as a reboot.
Yep.
You know, with a new character.
That is true.
I mean, James Bond is one of those.
Batman, too.
Yeah, that's true, too. I forgot about that. Yeah. The Batman. What? Okay. Anyway, Taylor Swift's dad is not going to face charges after being accused of assaulting a photographer. Remember that whole thing that went down in Australia? I guess now he's not going to be facing any charges because there was a photographer said that he attacked him.
Well, even in the video, it didn't look like he even was near him.
I agree. It's just dumb. Oh, my God. I spoke of this at 6 a.m. this morning. I just tell you again that I know everybody hold your horses, but I am off the market. What? Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. I am off the market. I know some of you are sad.
Sad day.
Some of you might be in the fetal position crying, weeping, saying, oh, no, oh, no. But it's true. I am marrying Dan Reynolds. And so my name is Jamie Reynolds. And that's my man. And I know some of you are like, who the hell is Dan Reynolds? Don't worry, I've got you covered. He is the lead singer of Imagine Dragons, and his divorce just went final.
Wow.
Oh, my God. That is a picture. That is what a man should look like.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I've yet to see his picture.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you got to look it up, yeah.
He's just
he rips his shirt off at some point during every concert.
Every concert, and he can sing. Like, he can sing, he can dance. And
we call that a triple threat.
He is a triple threat.
What's his name again? Stan?
Dan.
Oh, Dan.
I don't know what you get if you Google Stan Reynolds.
Stan. I put in Stan, the creative Reynolds rap.
No.
No, it's what? Dan Reynolds?
Dan Reynolds. Look him up. Tell me if your body looks like that. Tell me if your body's ever looked like that. I mean, listen, and I'm not slamming you because my body does not look like a supermodel's. I'm just saying. There should be more men like that. Did you find him?
No, I'm still on Stan.
I don't think that he's natural.
Oh, you think he's...
I think he takes testosterone.
You think he's juicing?
Yeah.
Why, are you looking at his nurples?
No, so if you look at his abs, they push against his skin without him flexing, and that's an indication that his intestines are a little bloated. which is a steroid thing.
Well, maybe he did steroids back in the day. He's not necessarily doing them now.
He can push them or not push them.
And
or
he's
whatever.
Just got all these veins that are just like indicators of
maybe
testosterone.
He's pumped up.
Hey, why you gotta hate?
I know, why
I'm
are you hating?
Hating. I'm
yeah,
just
yeah,
hating.
You're hating. You're hating.
You're totally hating, bro.
I'm jealous that he looks like that.
Exactly, so you're hating on him. Yeah. You're putting him down.
Did you find him yet?
Yeah, I got him right here.
Yeah, what do you think?
Stan looks pretty good.
Okay, that joke is burnt.
Yeah.
He's looking at Ban Reynolds now.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, yeah, that's Stan. That's Stan Kroenke.
Oh, my God. The Kroenkes.
That's
you
a
know,
different guy.
Can I just
different
tell
guy.
You something about the Kroenkes? They don't have enough money for me to do one of them.
Oh, wow.
That's good to know.
Just putting it out there. Just in case if it was a, you know, if there was a chance, I'd be like, nah, pass.
Nah.
All right, I'm done. There you go. Double trash.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Hey, Ma, look, we made it. We made it. We made it. No, we didn't win $1 billion with the lottery, but somebody in the area won $1 million.
Yeah, I heard. I heard. Yeah. I will tell you guys this, that we have no idea what gas station, what 7-Eleven or whatever. They still haven't released that. But hold on to your tickets because it's worth $1 million.
Yeah.
$1 million. Hey, I just want to tell you guys something off the air, but we're on the air.
All right.
Thanks for making me feel better.
Why?
Oh, sometimes
what do you mean?
You guys just make me feel better.
What do we
well,
do?
Well, unfortunately for me, I only have 8 acrylic nails on.
Yeah.
Because 2 of them popped off yesterday.
Right. Yeah, that happens.
And I look really classy with my 2 missing nails, right? They're just gone. So I just looked at you guys. I go, can you just tell me the truth? Like, when you see a girl missing 2 nails, because the rest of my nails are white, so that's pretty, like...
It's noticeable.
It's noticeable.
Yeah.
I said, will you guys just tell me the truth? When you see a girl, like, that's missing an acrylic nail, like, what goes through your head? Like, do you go, like... trashy, whatever. And both of you, Carson and BJ, both said they don't even notice.
Yeah, like when Bree breaks a nail or something, I have no idea until she actually tells me.
Has to show you.
Yeah.
So that makes me feel, because I was paranoid about it, but now I'm not.
Yeah, I don't even know if my wife has nails. Period. Period. I mean, I don't even know.
You don't even
notice.
Even
know.
Yeah.
That's because how much I don't know.
Because I'm going to lunch with some people today, and I was like, oh my God, should I cancel? Because my nail, I have 2 missing nails, and it's my right hand. Is it going to be so, like.
I bet you they don't even notice until you pointed it out.
Yeah.
I didn't notice until you brought it up right now.
I think, other women's going to notice. Other women's going to notice. Well, yes, they are. Yes, they are. Yes, they are. Yeah.
What?
Yes, they're going to notice.
If I did notice, though, I would think that you hit your
dude.
Hand on the steering wheel or something.
Yeah.
You're like me and Carson.
I'm going to need 2.
Yeah, I'm not going to notice.
You're not going to notice.
You know what I'm going to do? 2 Band-Aids.
The women are.
2 Band-Aids.
You know for a fact. You would notice if your friends were that way. If their hands were missing a couple of nails,
really,
especially as distinctive as yours is now.
I don't know if I notice people's hands a lot.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I never look at anyone's. It's like Bree notices when people like aren't wearing wedding rings and stuff like that.
Yeah,
I don't look at hands at all.
Because we were talking about that with the engineer. We didn't know if he had a wedding ring on or not.
Yeah. And I've never looked at his hands.
Yeah,
or noticed.
Yeah, but I would think that other women would look at other women's hands.
I look at their toes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if you can't see their toes? You got to pick something else.
Well, I say, hey, show me your toes.
Yeah. Show me your toes. That ain't creepy.
Not at all.
No,
like,
not
hey,
at all.
Let me look at your toes.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think guys one way or the other.
All
I don't think they notice. But I do think
like
women probably do.
I mean, we're going to Bud's.
Oh, yeah, you'll be
fine.
Then why are you worried about
this? There.
No, I just wanted to know what a man's opinion was.
Not like if you get like fake eyelashes, then it's noticeable. Like when Bree, sometimes she'll get fake ones and there's clumps missing just because they're falling out. And that's when I notice. I'm like,
you're dude, it's time for a reboot.
There is one girl at the gym that I see all the time. That's the only woman I've ever had this thought. I'm like, man, she really needs to get her eyebrows done. Every time I see her.
Really?
Yeah, dude, they're so thick. God. It's like caterpillars on her forehead.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. God. Me slowly pulling down my hat.
I don't like the one skinny line that people.
The Pam Anderson one. Yeah.
That's like, okay, if you're going to do it, I mean, really, color it in good.
Yeah, but do you like the ones that are straight?
No,
you can't tell what their emotions are.
I know.
Yeah,
I like the ones that have they point upward.
Oh,
from the center going up.
Yeah, that's
the good one.
I figured that you guys really love the big eyelash extensions.
Yeah,
you know, I saw a girl in the mall, and my son and I were. We're in the mall, and he's like, what is wrong with her? And I go, why? And he goes, why would you, like, how could she even blink? Like, how does she hold her eye open?
Yeah. Some of them are so bad. Like, Brie got them really long one time, and she couldn't even put on her sunglasses because they hit up against her.
You don't think about stuff that's like that.
Oh, no. I was watching the women's NCAA tournament yesterday. No, day before yesterday. And there was a woman that was playing in the tournament. Jamie, her eyelashes crossed center court before she did.
She had fake ones on?
Yes.
She had playing basketball.
I don't even know how you shoot a basketball with those on.
Well, I would think that the glue would get warm and, you know, while you're sweaty, and it would peel off. And then you just see like an eyelash on the ground and you're like, oh my God, a spider!
She had the fakest, biggest, largest eyelashes up playing basketball in the Sweet 16.
You know, you gotta give her props, right?
She wore it.
She looked good.
She wore it. I think she scored like 25 points. Must be her lucky eyelashes. I guess so. That's what she calls them, I guess. All right, BJ Jamie Morning Show. We'll wrap it up. Coming up next, right here. Hang on.
BJ and Jamie.
Man, oh man, can you believe it's already? I mean, we're coming up on April.
Yeah, April. I know. This is nuts.
First of all, you've got Easter weekend coming up this weekend. April Fool's Day coming up on Monday. And don't forget this, baseball. Yeah. Baseball starts tomorrow.
Is today Wednesday?
Yeah.
I think it's going to snow a little bit tonight.
What?
I think it's going to snow a little
Where'd you see that?
I don't know.
just putting it out there?
Are you feeling it?
I think it's going to snow a little bit tonight. Right. I feel like Dave Frazier said it's going to snow a little bit tonight.
I'm not seeing anything. Well,
you're not?
Well, no. It's going to be 64 tomorrow.
We'll see.
Well, I'm lying then.
We'll see.
I mean, you never know. He said it's going to be like patchy in like Rampart and stuff like that. That there will be a little
like
patchy
some
snow.
Flurries?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I swear he said that.
I'll take his word for it.
Whatever.
You know what? Sometimes I hallucinate at night. Yeah. So
maybe that's what it was. All right. Again,
that's
baseball.
That's semi-glutide. It like sends me off the edge. Whoa, Dave Frazier. Anyway, what?
Baseball begins tomorrow. Woo! The Rockies open up in Arizona. Then opening day here in Colorado is next Friday.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, man. It's all coming together, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to opening day. I'm pretty excited about that.
Yeah,
I need to know who we're playing.
I think you're playing Dodgers, right?
On opening day?
I think it's Tampa Bay.
Yes. Oh, yeah, okay. He's right.
It's Tampa, right?
I just wanted
Tampa
to know, you know, where I'm like, I'm going to go to opening day, see the Dodgers, see the Rockies take on Tampa Bay.
Yeah, Rays.
Right, exactly.
Used to be the Devil Rays.
Yeah, now it's just the Rays.
They dropped the Devil part because it was too demonotic. Demonic.
Right?
All right, we got to go. Everybody have a great day today. Enjoy your day. We will see you back here tomorrow. Take care and bye-bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.